I am freedom. Freedom, I am. Beloved friends of freedom, I am your Saint Germain, and I am come to call those who are the true friends of freedom in America and around the world to rise up and take a stand for freedom, and to give you a most powerful tool for beginning the process of taking a stand for freedom. I release to you Archangel Michael's Golden Age Rosary for America. Truly, this rosary incorporates the four pillars that must and will carry America into the Golden Age. Those pillars are represented by God the Father and his representatives El Moya and Archangel Michael. They are represented by God the Mother and her representative of Mother Mary and the Goddess of Liberty. They are represented by God the Son and his representative, Jesus. And they are represented by God the Holy Spirit and his representative, that I am, as the master of the seventh ray of the Holy Spirit, the seventh ray of the freedom of the Holy Spirit that bloweth where it listed. And so, this rosary is a chalice that is capable of holding the energies of the Holy Spirit so that they will not be spilled upon the ground of the human consciousness, the duality consciousness that is the main problem that keeps America from manifesting the Golden Age. What is the essence of this duality consciousness? Well, it is, as Mother Mary explained so eloquently in her new book, the sense of separation from God, the illusion that anything could be separated from its source, that any part of God could be apart from God. This is indeed the original cause of the fall of Lucifer and all beings who fell from above. These are the ones who were cast out of the spiritual realm by Archangel Michael, or rather, who cast themselves out because they set themselves up in opposition to the will of God, for whom Archangel Michael serves as the supreme guardian. Therefore, through the sense of separation and the sense that they were opposed to the will of God, they descended to the realm of duality and thus created the very opposition that cast them out of the spiritual realm where all is oneness and therefore no opposition is possible. Ever since then they have been in the realm of duality, creating their own opposition, thereby creating the dualistic struggle between the two extremes, whether you call them good or evil, capitalism or communism, or anything else that human beings can think up and that the fallen ones can think up in their attempts to drag those who did not fall from above into this never-ending dualistic struggle that will prevent them from coming home and prevent them from fulfilling their destiny and their divine plans. My beloved, the original problem on this planet is truly the sense of separation, and the fact that the sense of separation opens up for the possibility that humankind can be divided into those who have and those who have not. And thus, from the very from the consciousness of separation itself springs the consciousness of elitism, the consciousness that causes some people to believe that due to this or that outer characteristic, they belong to the elite. They are better than other people, and they are entitled to certain privileges and certain powers over the general population. Ah, my beloved, can you see that this entire consciousness is based on the sense of separation from God? For truly, when you see yourself as one with God, you realize that without Him was not anything made that was made, and thus God's being is within everything that was created. And so, comparisons and value judgments have no meaning. How could one aspect of God be more valuable than any other aspect of God? How could one aspect of infinity be worth more than another aspect of infinity? This simply cannot be when you are in the consciousness of oneness, the Christ consciousness, meaning that your eye is single because you see no duality but see only oneness with your source. But when your eye becomes evil, meaning that your eye is divided by the dualistic extremes that spring from the consciousness of Antichrist, then it becomes possible to divide humankind into the haves and the have-nots. And this, then, is the main problem faced on planet Earth. And my beloved, America was indeed conceived as a nation that is designed to be the forerunner for the banishment of this elitist consciousness from the earth, and thereby the key to ushering in the golden age, which can only come when humankind recognizes its oneness with its source. My beloved, I am quite aware that most people who live in America, and take note that I am deliberately not saying most Americans, I am saying most of those who live in America, are unaware of how America is perceived outside her own borders. I am also aware that many of you who have grown up in other countries have been conditioned to look at America with somewhat mixed or even negative feelings. This is indeed understandable, given the track record of American foreign policy over many decades. Most people in America fail to understand this because the American press has kept the people in America woefully ignorant of what goes on in the rest of the world, and thus, instead of serving the cause of freedom by holding up a mirror to the people in America, the press has instead created a smokescreen that prevents people from seeing the beam in their own eyes. I am aware that many of you who do not live in America might have to process your feelings toward America before you can wholeheartedly give this rosary for America. So I will take you on a little journey and tell you about the original vision behind the founding of this nation. Beloved friends of freedom, before I made my ascension, and even for some time after, I was serving on a European continent, and it was my clear vision and desire to create a United States of Europe. Yet this proved to be an impossible task even for a being of my considerable diplomatic skill. The reason this was impossible was that Europe was completely imprisoned by the consciousness of elitism that goes all the way back to the fallen angels. It is a sad fact that many of the kings and noble men of Europe were indeed embodied fallen angels who had an absolute commitment to maintaining their elitist paradise on earth that they believed they had created for themselves. They were completely blinded to the fact that the raising of humankind's consciousness and the release of new knowledge and technology had already pulled the foundation from under their castles. They refused to accept the change, wanting, as the power elite always wants, to maintain status quo. And so they rejected all my attempts to create greater unity among European nations, and you saw the ensuing bloodbath in the French Revolution. A bloodbath that was completely unnecessary and did not actually bring true freedom and democracy, but simply replaced one power elite with a rivaling power elite. So there I was in the midst of these death throes One class of fallen angels, many of whom have indeed been taken from this planet. I saw clearly the impossibility of having the European nations shed the snakeskin of elitism and come together in a true spirit of unity. So I conceived in council with a number of other ascended beings the plan for establishing a new nation where we could start on a clean slate and therefore have a greater opportunity of establishing a nation that was one nation under God and gave liberty and justice to all. However, in order to establish America, I had to receive a dispensation from a cosmic council that has often been called the Great Karmic Board. This is a council of ascended beings who oversee the overall karmic conditions for planet Earth and who are assigned to plot the course that can best allow humankind to balance its karma and thereby restore this planet to its original purity. The Karmic Board had some justifiable concerns about establishing a new nation. One of these concerns was the native peoples living on American soil and the purity of the natural environment. Another concern was that by creating one very powerful nation, it was indeed possible to create a Frankenstein's monster that could become so drunk with its power that it would ignore or reject its spiritual origins and use the light to take power, material possessions, and pleasure. This is indeed a pattern that has been seen in many past civilizations, most notably the civilization of Rome, which self-destructed due to an abuse of power, an abuse of the light that had been given to the Roman people in an attempt to raise civilization to a higher level. And precisely because many of the people who would come to America would be reincarnated from the Roman Empire, the Karmic Board was extremely concerned that they might simply repeat their old ways. Aiming to gain power, riches, and pleasure, rather than being willing to sacrifice for a higher vision, a higher spiritual goal. The danger was that they could start acting as spoiled children, thereby demonstrating that they had not really progressed spiritually since their embodiment in the Roman Empire. There was also a very legitimate concern for the fact that creating a new nation would not necessarily keep the power elite out of that nation, and thus elitism could indeed sail as a stowaway on the ships that brought the settlers from the old world to the new. Beloved friends of freedom, I must tell you that although I was fully aware of these concerns, I was so enthusiastic about my vision for a golden age in America that I swept aside the concern of the members of the Karmic Board being, quite frankly, almost too eager in my determination to secure the grant for the creation of a new nation. And so, due to my contagious enthusiasm, and I might add that the flame of freedom truly has great persuasive powers, I did indeed receive the grant for the founding of the United States of America. Yet this grant was bought with a price, for I did indeed have to put up a substantial part of my personal spiritual attainment as a grant, as a security for this nation. And thus I can assure you that I have much invested in the United States of America, and my ability to take this planet into the golden age of Aquarius is indeed very tightly linked to the future of the United States. My beloved hearts, I wish to impart to you a portion of the immense enthusiasm I felt in those early days. What a joy it was to watch the people who left the European continent with the greatest hopes of escaping the poverty the oppression, and the heavy weight of hopelessness under which that they had experienced growing up in Europe. What an intense joy it was for me to see how their spirits lightened as they crossed that big blue ocean, and how their hearts swelled when they caught the first glimpse of the American coastline and realized that they were entering a land of opportunity. Ah, my beloved, is not freedom the opportunity to become more, to break free of limitations, and to rise to your highest dreams? In today's world, few of you have experienced the oppression and the sheer sense of hopelessness that people had in those days in Europe. You can scarcely understand how these people's spirits were so weighted down by the heavy weight put upon them by the fact that they were so boxed in by limitations from above, and limitations from below, and limitations from every corner of the globe. Thus it is hard for you in today's world to understand the sense of freedom, the sense of hope with which they first set eyes on the American coastline. Yet I can tell you that it was an immense joy to my heart to see so many people embrace the opportunity they were given on this continent. And what a joy it was for me to watch a small band of people come together and become the open doors for bringing forth the vision of not simply another British province, but of an independent nation that had a new, never before seen vision of being free of a power elite that dominated the population, turning them into literal slaves. Ah, my beloved, the vision shared by your founding fathers was indeed inspired by me, for I worked with many of them at inner levels. And I was able to inspire them at critical moments so they grasped the vision that it was possible to create not only an independent nation, but a nation with an entirely new form of government that gave every person the opportunity to influence the destiny of the entire nation. In today's world, you take democracy for granted, and you can scarcely understand what a groundbreaking, what an earth-shattering idea it was in those early days. But consider that throughout known history, most people on this earth had lived in a highly elitist system, often having their entire destiny in the hands and mind of just one person. Consider how many people throughout history have spent their entire lives catering to the needs of one human being, and how many people have had their lives destroyed or lost because of the blindness or the outright madness of this one leader. So consider the joy of the ascended host over the fact that the founding fathers of America were able to grasp a higher vision and bring it into the physical, and indeed write it into the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Consider our joy when we saw their willingness to put aside their own safety, their own comfortability, and indeed their own lives in order to bring this vision to the level of reality, and therefore fight against all odds to forge a new nation. Ah, if you could only feel the joy that wells up in my heart when I consider the joy it was to see how a point of light started forming in those early American colonies, a point of light that grew in strength until it began to shine through the dark cloud of misqualified energy that had been hanging over this nation like a shroud of death for millennia. Truly, it was like a sun parting the dark clouds, and suddenly there was indeed a silver lining through the dark clouds shining. There was hope that the power elite that had been oppressing the people of Earth for eons could finally be dethroned, and the Earth could give birth to a golden age and eventually turn into the freedom star that is her ultimate destiny. Beloved friends of freedom, I strongly encourage you, no matter where you live in this world, to study the birth of the American nation, watch whatever documentaries are available to you, read whatever books are available to you, but first of all make an effort to tune in to the spirit of freedom that was behind the creation of this nation. For truly, it is that same spirit of freedom that can spread to every nation on earth and therefore set your own nation free from an elitist system that oppresses the people. Look at how the idea of democracy spread from America to Europe, and from there to almost every continent. This is indeed the potential, the greatest potential for America, that she will spread freedom throughout this planet. And my beloved, what is true freedom? Well, it is that the people are free from the power elite, that they are free from the spiritual slavery and oppression imposed upon them by those life streams who have set themselves up in an opposition to the will of God, and therefore actively oppose the manifestation of God's kingdom on this planet. These are indeed the life streams, as Mother Mary has already explained, who are seeking to enslave humankind in their senseless, mindless attempt to prove that God was wrong by giving human beings free will. And my beloved, can you see that the very essence of a free democratic nation is that the people have an opportunity to exercise their free will and thus learn by reaping the consequences of their own choices instead of spending their lives reaping the consequences of the choices of a small elite, thus insulating the elite from the consequences of their dualistic, egotistical, self-centered choices. My beloved, Jesus has explained that the universe is a mirror. Whatever you send out will be reflected back to you by the cosmic mirror. And while this is ultimately true, and while it is also true that every man will reap what he has sown, it is indeed possible that a power elite can postpone the return of their own karma by forcing the people under them to form a buffer between the elite and their karma. This is a practice that has been going on ever since the first fallen angels embodied on this planet, which was indeed a very long time ago. And thus, you who are the true friends of freedom, you who are the spiritually mature people, you who belong to the top 10% of the people on earth, as Jesus has explained, must indeed become wise to this practice that is called karma dodging. You must become wise to the ways in which the power elite is always trying to set itself up so that the people are the ones who suffer the consequences of the choices of the elite. You must therefore come apart from this power elite. You must separate yourself from the tares so that God can pull up the tares without pulling up the wheat. This means, first of all, that you must come apart in consciousness. By separating yourself from the consciousness of the elite. Ultimately, this means that you must separate yourself from the duality consciousness, as Jesus explains throughout his website. Yet you must also become aware of one aspect of this duality consciousness, which is the very consciousness of elitism itself. My beloved, those souls who make up the current power elite on planet Earth are absolutely convinced that they belong to a separate class that is above and beyond the rest of the population. There are many different groups in this power elite, and each group has its own reasons for claiming superiority. And thus, when you survey the planet, you see rivaling power elites, for truly, how could those who are trapped in the consciousness of duality ever come together in unison? Had they been able to achieve this union, they would long ago have taken over the entire planet and the creation of free democratic nations would have been impossible. Yet the very nature of the duality consciousness makes such a union impossible. And that is indeed why you see many wars between two elitist groups, elitist factions, that fight each other because each has an insatiable desire for ultimate power, for ultimate control. And yet behind the rivaling power elites on Earth, you do see the non-material power elite made up of the prince of this world and the forces of darkness who are simply using the elitist people on Earth as pawns in their greater game of proving God wrong. Yet even they are divided amongst themselves and within themselves, and this will ultimately be their downfall. I ask you to consider this elitist consciousness, because I must tell you that there are many people in today's world, even many people in the free democratic nations, including America, who have come to believe in various aspects of the many elitist philosophies that have been promoted by various factions of the power elite. I must tell you that most people in America do indeed have many elitist beliefs that they hold to either be completely true or which they simply never have considered questioning because they were brought up to accept them without even thinking about where they originated. And so, my beloved, I must tell you that even the founding fathers themselves were not completely free from such elitist beliefs, which can be seen by some of their actions, such as the fact that Thomas Jefferson himself used slave labor to give himself a comfortable lifestyle on his beloved farm. Even George Washington was not completely free of elitist beliefs, but to his great credit, it stands forever that he refused to be America's first king, and instead settled for the presidency. Thereby he did indeed set a magnificent example of a person who has the power, but who does not become drunk with that power because he maintains a greater vision . George Washington clearly saw that the potential of creating a free democratic nation was far more important than his personal power, his personal fortune, his personal pleasure, and even his life. My beloved, this then is the spirit that needs to be rekindled in today's America, if America is to fulfill her destiny of becoming the forerunner for the golden age of Aquarius. Ah, my beloved, when you look at the history of America, you will see that he was born out of conflict. She was born from a conflict between the colonies and the English king, who represented the power elite. And even after she won her freedom from the English crown, she was still mired in the dualistic struggle that led to the Civil War. This shows you that the forces of duality had now entered the American nation and were seeking to destroy her from within. Then came the struggle against Nazism, and fascism that culminated with the end of the Second World War. And even after that, the dualistic struggle was not over, And for decades, America was engulfed in the Cold War with communism. All of this should show you that the forces of duality have been working in America from her very inception. Yet I can tell you that America now stands at a crossroads where the spiritually mature people in this nation have a unique opportunity to raise America beyond the dualistic struggle. My beloved, with the fall of communism, many people felt that America's struggle was over. In fact, many of the truly dedicated freedom fighters in the American government and armed forces have felt like they have been in a vacuum since the Berlin Wall fell now many years ago. They have felt like they had no clearly defined enemy, and even the rise of the specter of terrorism has not removed the sense of being in a vacuum. Yet, my beloved, what this truly signifies is the opportunity to take the fight for freedom to a higher level that is beyond military might and fighting an outer enemy with physical weapons. It is the opportunity to rise to the understanding that the true fight for freedom is a spiritual battle between and it is not a battle between the two dualistic extremes defined by the duality consciousness. Nay, it is a battle between the Christ consciousness and the consciousness of Antichrist. And truly, when your eye is single, when you see beyond the consciousness of duality, you realize that in reality there is no battle, for it is completely one-sided. Those who are trapped in the consciousness of Antichrist see themselves in opposition to the forces of Christ. They see themselves as enemies of Christ and enemies of God. But those who are anchored in the eternal bliss of the Christ consciousness realize that the forces of Antichrist are ultimately unreal. They have no permanency, and therefore, they are not truly enemies. They are simply temporary mirages projected onto the screen of life. And when you realize this truth, you realize how wise Jesus was when he told people not to resist evil, but to turn the other cheek. My beloved, the greatest potential for this age is indeed the awakening of the American freedom fighters worldwide to the realization that the fight for freedom is a fight between the consciousness of Christ and the consciousness of Antichrist. And the real key to winning this battle is to rise above the dualistic extremes of the consciousness of Antichrist. For thereby, the battle will be won without a shot being fired. Therefore, I am now calling to all true freedom fighters worldwide to arise. I am calling you to capture the spirit of freedom that led to the creation of the American nation. Truly, we have seen two great generations in America. There was the generation of the American revolutionaries who gave birth to this nation. And then there was the generation who won the Second World War and defeated the forces of fascism, for which they have been called the greatest generation. If you will study these generations, you will see that even though they had grown up as seemingly ordinary people, they were able to grasp a higher vision that went far beyond their daily lives. They were willing to set aside those daily lives and fight for a cause that was greater than themselves. And they were even willing to give their lives for that cause. And truly, greater love has no man or woman than to give their lives for the cause of Christ that goes beyond the dualistic struggle of Antichrist. And thus, what I ask you today is to look at your lives and see that you have two options. You have been brought up to see yourselves as ordinary human beings, and you can indeed continue for the rest of your lives to live as ordinary human beings. But the alternative is that you grasp the higher vision for the golden age, and that you realize that this cause is far greater than your ordinary daily lives. And thus you are willing to set aside some time, some energy, and some of your daily comforts in order to strike a blow for freedom and make an effort to bring about the golden age that is today's highest potential. And my beloved, contrary to the people who fought in the Second World War and the people who fought in the Revolutionary War, I am not asking you to risk your physical lives. For truly, the battle that we face today is more than anything a spiritual battle that does not require you to lose your physical life. But if the battle is to be won, it does require that you are willing to set aside some of your daily comforts and give some time and energy to waging this battle, the battle for the minds of humanity. Truly, there is much you can do. And as you strive to attain your inner attunement and clarify the vision of your divine plan, you will begin to see what you can personally do. But right now, what you can do is to give this rosary, the Golden Age Rosary for America, and the other rosaries released by Mother Mary, as well as the rosaries that are forthcoming. Truly, this should be a sacrifice that any spiritual seeker should be able to make in order to serve as the shock troops that are softening the enemy's defenses and thereby paving the way for the main army, namely the rest of humanity that has not yet been awakened. My beloved, is this too much to ask that you give a rosary a day and that you talk to your friends who are also spiritually aware people and explain to them the potential of a golden age and how they too can make an invaluable contribution to that golden age by setting aside in half an hour every day to give a rosary? My beloved, there is much more to say about the Golden Age, about America, and about the cause of freedom. And I shall surely return and give you further teachings on these and other topics. But for now, I ask you to contemplate the spirit of freedom that drove the American patriots to fight overwhelming odds and self-doubts in order to give birth to a nation that truly ushered in a new age of freedom and self-determination for the people on this planet. I ask you to see that you have the potential to become the generation that will usher in a new age of spiritual freedom. And truly, as the forerunners of a new age, you should not expect that your general population will understand why you do what you do. Many people are not yet ready to share the spiritual vision that you have grasped or at least glimpsed. So do not expect them to thank you. And be prepared for the fact that they might indeed ridicule your efforts and your beliefs. But my beloved, even the early American patriots were subjected to ridicule, and they often had their doubts about the validity of their cause or the point of fighting what seemed to be an impossible task. Yet, my beloved, you are much closer than you think to bringing about a breakthrough in the collective consciousness. that will open the door to the spiritual awakening that surely will come to pass. It is not a matter of if, but only a matter of when. As I said in my last discourse, I and many other members of the Ascended Host are absolutely determined that humankind must be awakened to the spiritual reality. And we are absolutely determined that the American nation will be the first nation to be awakened to its true spiritual potential. This awakening will take place, but the more time that passes, the more it becomes necessary to bring about upheavals in society and upheavals in nature that the people cannot ignore. This is what I explained in my last discourse, and it is a reality. America will indeed be tested severely in the coming years unless the American people awaken to their spiritual potential. And truly, those who are already awakened can do much to shorten the time it takes before the general population opens its eyes. And therefore, it truly is in your hands, your hearts, and your voices to shorten the time for the elect so that the awakening can take place with a minimum of calamities. Is it not worth it to set aside some time every day to fulfill the promise you made before you came into embodiment? I can assure you that most of the people who will ever read this teaching will belong to a band of volunteers who chose to take embodiment at this time because they have a tie to my heart and they wanted to help bring in my golden age. My beloved hearts, many of you stood before me in the spiritual realms before you came into this embodiment. And you promised me that you would strike a blow for freedom. I am in no way trying to make you feel bad for what you have done or have not done. I am simply lovingly reminding you of the promise you made, and I am reminding you that by fulfilling that promise, you will regain your sense of purpose and mission. You will overcome all sense of emptiness in your life, and your life will be filled with the infinite joy that comes from feeling the energies of the Holy Spirit, the very spirit of freedom, flowing through all levels of your being. So join me. Join Jesus, Mother Mary, and Archangel Michael as we flow with the river of life that is carrying this planet into the Golden Age. I bid you farewell until we meet again.